Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Amtrak's locomotive fleet is about 35 years old, and collectively, those engines have between 3 and 4 million miles on them. Tired little engines, indeed, and very expensive to keep running. But Amtrak is upgrading and investing in a fleet of brand new high-tech train engines that save energy. The AC64 City Sprinter was unveiled back in February and will continue to roll out over the coming months. Pulse contributor Sophie Reed climbed aboard to take a look.
America's National Railroad Operator has unveiled five gleaming new AC64 City Sprinter engines. The sixth of these impressive electric engines goes into service this week. The Siemens-made locomotives have been brought in to replace Amtrak's entire fleet of existing engines on the Northeast Regional Corridor. So from Washington, D.C. to Boston, via Wilmington, Philadelphia, and New York. They'll also operate on the Keystone service between New York, Philadelphia, and Harrisburg. Greg Gagarin is an Amtrak engineer and one of the executives overseeing the AC64 project. He took me on board at Amtrak's Wilmington maintenance facility for a rare glimpse.
We're in one of the two cabs in the locomotive. Here you can see, Sophie, the different displays. Here is the throttle. This is the brake control here. And then we have a number of obvious switches and buttons for the various controls on the locomotive, the lighting, the headlights, the horn, the bell. These displays are intended to give the engineer information as to how his vehicle or locomotive is performing, as well as the status of various subsystems on the engine.
The first of 70 brand new City Sprinters hit the tracks back in February. They're part of the biggest purchase of electric trains since World War II. Gagarin explains what's special scientifically about these whiz-bang locomotives.
The engine has a feature known as regenerative braking. That takes the forward momentum of the entire train, converts it back into electricity, and that in turn is reintroduced back into the power grid.
Back inside Amtrak's Wilmington offices, Greg Gagarin told me that innovations like the energy-saving brakes will make their trains greener and save money, around $300 billion over the next 20 years. He gave us a science lesson on how the brakes create energy.
You can, with a very simple switch now run by a computer, turn those motors into generators, alternators specifically. And the alternators will generate the exact same electrical power that they were consuming.
That power is then sent back through the engine's propulsion machinery into a device called the pantograph, which collects the power. And that will allow for big energy savings.
Well, the estimate of 3 billion kilowatt hours is probably a order of magnitude in terms of the energy savings that is anticipated to be saved.
That's enough to power over a quarter of a million American homes, or an awful lot of light bulbs. Amtrak isn't the only one using this clever technology. Philadelphia's mass transit system, SEPTA, adopted regenerative braking on its trains in 2012. SEPTA captures the energy generated by its train's brakes at 30 substations. It's then stored and put back into the grid. Just one substation in Kensington, Philadelphia, is thought to be saving SEPTA around $60,000 a year in electricity bills, and creating $200,000 in revenue. Back at Siemens, they also threw in some new safety features. Gagarin says the Amtrak City Sprinter's crash technology is like that of a race car.
The race cars are intended to fall apart in a very specific way, and that the shell that surrounds the driver is almost always intact at the end of one of these very dramatic collisions that you often see in racing.
Green improvements and more safety. Fantastic. But you're probably wondering, will the new engines go any faster than the current ones? Could they rush you from New York City to Philadelphia in, say, 45 minutes? The answer to that is no. The City Sprinter's top speeds of 125 miles per hour are no quicker than Amtrak's existing fleet can muster. In comparison, Germany's ICE trains travel at over 170 miles per hour, and French TGV locomotives top 200 miles per hour. Britain is building a high-speed rail network that will allow speeds of 250 miles per hour. But Gagarin says America has a different approach.
Because of some of the accidents that have historically occurred on railroads in North America, there was a focus as well on the survivability of the trains. And of course, that does make them bulkier and heavier.
And what about Amtrak's old outgoing engines? They'll gradually be replaced, with plans for the last to be retired next year. Eventually, they'll be sold off to another railroad or scrapped. For The Pulse, I'm Sophie Reed.